Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Lone Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. I was trying to think of something new to say, but nothing came to mind. So, hi, Neil.
Hi.
Hello. Here we are, Friday, November 4th, and we've got some callers in the queue ready to take your calls for on-air reading.
The 3rd.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow's the 4th. November 3rd, and today we are going to be getting to our topic. So what we're going to do is take the first two callers and then take a little break so we can get to our discussion, because I think we've been trying to discuss this for about four or five shows now and haven't gotten to that point because we've been inundated with callers. So take these first two, then discuss our topic, inviting, as always, our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. The call-in number today, 914-338-0164, and the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. Our first caller is from 208 area code, then we have 856-208. You are on the air.
Hey, my name is Alyssa. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi, Alyssa. Good, thanks. How are you? Is that
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Is that A-L-U? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Say that again. I didn't hear you. I was talking over you. So it's hard to hear. What did you say?
I was just telling you thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Everybody's appreciative. Alyssa, how do you spell your name?
It's A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Okay, that's what I have. And Alyssa, where are you calling from?
Idaho.
Idaho. We don't get too many callers from Idaho. So?
I hear that a lot.
I bet. And Alyssa, what is your birth date, please?
December 7th. Do you need the year?
Please.
Of 89.
89, okay. And what brings you to the show?
Well, I read your stuff on Blog Talk. You guys seem awesome, and, you know, I got a question for you, so.
Okay.
Hoping you
Great.
Can help.
Well, I hope so, too. What's your question?
I'm curious if a gentleman named Ken has romantic feelings for me.
Ken,
I had a dream
okay.
about him recently.
You had a dream about him, but this is somebody you know?
Yeah, we used to be close, and we've drifted apart, and so I was just curious.
Okay, and Alyssa, do you have Ken's birth date?
I don't.
You do not. Okay, well, we can just work with that. Do you want to relay your dream that you had about him?
I actually don't remember, like, pretty much any of it. I just remembered when I woke up that it was about him, and I was like, that's really strange, because we used to work together, and then at one point when we were really close, he told me that he loved me, but he didn't tell me, like, in what way he meant, and nothing ever ended up happening, but he ended up moving away, and so it was kind of strange having that dream about him.
Okay, and so there was never any physical relationship between the two of you?
No.
No physical relationship, and are you two still separated by distance?
Yes.
How far away is he?
A couple states. He lives in Oregon.
Wow. So that is a little bit. Okay. And there's been no contact with him for how long?
We talked about 2 months ago.
You talked 2 months ago. Okay. Well, Neil, what do you think about the potential of this?
Well, you know what's strange? Alyssa. What strains Alyssa is the vision I'm seeing is, I think, first of all, I think it's symbolic. But it's like you're around a lot of clothes, or you're working in a kind of a clothes store or fashion or something. And he's talking to you in that setting. Now, first of all, have you ever worked in any capacity with clothes, fashion, even if it was a part-time job when you were young? Was there ever a time when you worked, you know, as a salesperson or whatever there?
Yes, I've worked at a couple different retail stores.
And was it around clothes? I mean, were you involved with clothes in some indirect or direct way?
Yeah, a couple different times.
Okay. So what I'm getting from that is he is thinking about you. So the reason
awesome.
That I'm saying it, because sometimes as you know, I don't know if you've ever listened to our show. Oh, you listened to our show. We haven't talked maybe, but this vision, this validation that I'm getting, I'm linking it as a confirmation that he is thinking about you. There's an energy there that suggests that he is. Now, why it went through that link, I don't know yet. Did you ever have a relationship while you were working in retail with anybody?
With a couple different guys, yeah.
Okay. You see, the problem, and yet you never really had a physical relationship with this guy, but he said he told you he loved you?
Yes.
Well, there's definitely in the energy between you and him a barrier. There's some barrier going on that might be karmic in nature, which says that, well, you can't, yes, you have a relationship with this guy and maybe even past life. There's a soul relationship, your soul to his soul. And that energy may be very strong between the two of you, but somewhere in the element of time, a barrier was created so that the two of you aren't having the immediate physical relationship that perhaps both of you desire. Now, when I go there for a minute, I'm getting two things. I'm getting one, something about music. Did music ever become a topic between you and Ken?
Yeah, a fair bit.
Can you explain what that was?
We just talked about like different concerts we've been to. When we would work together, we were often in cars driving somewhere, so we'd listen to the radio, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, he's thinking about you. He's thinking about you. Yeah. So, but
That's
you
awesome.
Know, but there's a barrier. There's a barrier going on. I'm not quite sure what the barrier is. Does he have family in Oregon?
Yes.
Does the family see what I'm getting that he has family in Oregon? What I'm getting is that the barrier between you and him is indirectly linked to a barrier or a problem he has with his family. So there's some family turmoil, and that turmoil has caused Ken to come into this world and this planet life with conflict in relationship. Has he expressed to you that he's had family conflicts?
I know that he moved because his parents weren't doing so great health-wise.
Were they? I'm sorry, we didn't get the last part. Why weren't they doing great?
Because of health.
Health issues.
Yeah. See, that's it. My feeling, because he could have gone to Oregon for any reason. My feeling that him going to Oregon was for a family situation. So what's stopping him from expressing this full love for you and a physical relationship and all that, it has to do with an issue regarding his family. But you have to understand the subtleties and the complexities of energy and karma. Do I think that there's a possibility? Yes. But, you know, it would take a deeper analysis and a reading to really figure out exactly. We already got the topic. The reason you and he are together right now is because of his family situation. But that may involve other layers of karma that also consume Ken's soul in such a way that he can't get a relationship going. This guy's had a lot of problems in relationships throughout his life.
It's too bad we don't have the birth date, but perhaps Alyssa can call back on a different show or call back for private and provide the birth date, because that would offer a little bit more insight.
Yeah, it's up to you. You know, you can always call back and take advantage of the radio show, or you could call us privately and get a more in-depth kind of reading. But yeah, there's something in there, I will say. And look for the name Lisa or Melissa. Somewhere, those names, if they haven't appeared already or you don't know any such name, those two names or one of those two names may be popping up soon.
Okay. Alyssa, hopefully that helped.
So those names, does that have to do with Ken or just something around me?
It's a sign that things are progressing, perhaps.
Yeah, progressing. Did you ever know of Melissa or Lisa anywhere throughout life, minor or major?
Well, the Melissa thing is funny because we actually, both he and I, worked with a lady named Melissa.
Hmm.
Yeah. See, because, and I'm getting, okay, so that's coming in because of the energy of the union between you and him. There's going to be psychic things that are going to come up. And so that is a link. That's a confirmation.
Okay.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck.
Thanks. Have a great one.
Yes. Okay. 856. Hello.
Hi, Dylan. Good morning. It's Gwendolyn.
I thought it was you. Gwendolyn 62669, right?
Yes.
How is it going? Give us an update.
Update is court went well, considering he didn't show up. So, you know, they send the bench warrants out now and actually finally gave me a tip on how to go about recovering the loss of the $21,000. So, that went in my favor, and now I just feel the steam is going to pick up from here. I know it's going to be quite a blow I'm going to deal out today. I intend on getting my work into the post office. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and what no one is told when you're battling somebody who has a narcissistic mind, you have attorney at right privileges. And for those out there who will not be told until they're trying to pull teeth out of a system, you have the right to go into their pensions, the 401ks, and submit a quadro to recover your funds. So that's where I'm at, and this is a money game to him. So I'm sure I'm going to rattle a cage, and you know what? It's time for him to have some bracelets. I have no sympathy on that one.
Well, that's good.
So
that
I'm hoping that
on the last call that the court case would be, or the court date would be going in your favor. Isn't that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yes, amen. It went well, yes, for that date. So going forward, you know, I'm hoping that this table is now turning around, and I'm going to keep hard at it and keep coming at it, because now this is the end, and I want it to end, finally. So I'm hoping that somewhere Neil can give me a signpost to look for and or something else that I need to know. Both ends are going well. Even the new relationship had a nice pace to it. Very well balanced. It's almost looking at myself yet again, but in a very balanced, centered way. So, you know, that's been quite interesting. Life is still interesting, you know.
Okay. So the question, you're wanting to know still how this is going to play out for you and wanting some kind of validation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Correct. On both sides. I feel that the relationship is going well. It's been quite a blessing, and I need this to end. I need to reunite with my children. He blocks me from speaking to them, seeing them, and for their sake, I hold back because I don't want to involve my children. I want to keep it clean and just keep fighting the good fight.
Are you having visitation with your children this time or none?
No.
Nope. So why is that?
it's a part of the system and the game that's been being played out here. And, you know, now I'm seeking an attorney to take care of that side of the issue because it's very complex. He's a narcissist, so we have to unravel a ball of yarn that is very ugly.
But the court has given him full custody without you. I mean, essentially, right now, you don't have visitation rights.
I have the visitation rights, yet when I've tried, he's blocked it. He won't answer the phone. I can't go there. That's not a good idea. I know things will explode. So I've pretty much just surrendered to, okay, it's been this long. I can wait another minute in their best interest because a liar is a liar. And now it's starting to unravel. And when I come hard, I'm going to come hard.
Okay.
It's not in the best interest of my kids. Not right
okay.
now.
Okay. So what do you think, Neil?
Well, you know, Gwendolyn, stability within you is going to activate a stronger sense of balance. And then that energy in your soul and spirit is going to, the prediction here is that it's going to move forward in such a way that your world around you is going to become more stabilized and balanced.
But I think, you know, I want to point out that I think Gwendolyn sounds real, I mean, stable on
yeah.
this call today.
Yeah.
More
oh,
so
yeah.
than, I mean, not that we perceive you're unstable, but you sound more grounded is what I would probably a better term.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's accounting
way.
For that, you know.
Probably the relationship.
Maybe, you know, the relationship might help you be balanced. Maybe, you know, if you're doing meds or something that's helping you or yoga, whatever it is, but there's a sense of balance and structure. Now that is going to produce an energy in your outer field that I think will ultimately stabilize you in ways to where you're not only stabilized within, but outside of you. So you'll have more connection with your children and everything will start to stabilize. So it seems like the energy waves, the currents are starting to be in your favor. What I wouldn't do if I were you is go off the handle. I wouldn't get dramatic,
right.
take everything very right. calmly. I think your new attorney, let him handle that. And I think that he
okay.
might be able to find a path through which, you know, you'll gain some further power with your children and things will ultimately work out better for you. So it's a positive report. But the contingencies that there would be that you have to remain balanced. That's going to be your fourth chakra, which means that no matter what goes on, Gwendolyn, you just have to assume, I'm okay, I'm balanced, I'm not going to panic over anything, I'm going to go forward. You said you're going to go forward and hit him hard, that's fine. But just remember to keep that balanced energy and just try to stay out of patterns where there'll be hysteria or panic.
Right.
Or you're so overwhelmed
right.
by what's going on that you can't think straight. Your mind is jumbled and it's going to different directions as you speak. That kind of stuff you want to
right.
clear out. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we see this going forward with an attorney, correct?
Oh, yeah.
But wait, do you have a new attorney?
Yeah.
Was that what we heard?
I just reached out, so I'm waiting, and after I get some paperwork in the mail today, that is my next piece to work on.
So you're trying to retain somebody different, so you're
correct.
In the search. Okay.
Yeah,
correct.
This is, yeah,
all right.
Let's put our energy for that, Gwendolyn, because that's going to be the next reachable destination to get that attorney in, but I think he's going to be good.
All right, Gwendolyn.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I'll keep it posted.
Keep in touch. Okay.
Will do. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. All right. Well, we have, I know we said we're going to take two callers and then
yeah.
get to our topic, but we have two more callers. Should we
all
take
right.
them first?
Okay.
And then we're, okay, this promise we are going to get to our topic after these two callers. 808. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. You're welcome. Who's this, please?
It's Sarah.
Sarah, with an A.
Yes.
A H or just an A.
It with an A H.
Okay.
And did
okay.
you mean my birthday, or no?
That would be great.
Okay, it's 4/20/81.
Okay. All right. She's 25-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down 7 and an 8. So, okay. Sarah, you're calling from where? Are you in Hawaii?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Isn't 808 Hawaii? Anyway, okay. Pennsylvania. I may have gotten mixed up with the area codes. And Sarah, what is your question today?
I was wondering about changing the focus of my niche and my business. And I'm looking in a couple different directions. One is doing art therapy, and the other is concentrating on people recovering from drugs.
Okay. What are you currently doing?
I'm doing health coaching.
Health coaching?
Yes.
Okay. And just, Sarah, in 2006, what happened in 2006 when you were 25?
I don't know exactly. I can't differentiate what year exactly, you know, what happened when I was 25 versus 27.
Okay. Well, think about it, and if it comes to you, because there should have been a change at that point. Well, you know, the fields that you're looking into actually are both are in the service, you know, drugs, helping people with drugs or art therapy. So it's within the theme of your master number, which is good. But depending on, what are your pros and cons?
I more just want a direction to go in, and I don't, I'm mostly just looking for a niche because I feel like I can't do something very broad right now. It feels harder to market and harder for my attention.
Do you work independent of an agency, or are you just solely working on your own room, your own business within?
I'm solely working for myself right at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But it needs to change direction what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. If I may, it's personal, so forgive me. But if I may, is there any divorce with you or your parents?
Not with me, but with my parents.
Yeah. You know, there are two. The art therapy is a wonderfully creative way to arrive at some basis of a person's psyche and to discover that. But you know, it does require one that the person's going to be lit. The person or the patient themselves is going to have a energy field for discussion about art.
They need to be receptive.
Through what medium they're going to be. And also what your environment is to where you can discuss it with them and incorporate it into their well-beingness, if you will. So art, it's very special, you know, it's a very specialized energy. And if you're doing this individually and you have set up some kind of program about the progress of what art therapy can be and a certain curriculum about the classes, that so-called classes of development in art therapy within a person, and how you tie that into their psyche, into their psychology, into their life, their emotions. You know, do you have a license? Are you a therapist? Are you just a general health coach, you know, granted by the universal standards in the cosmic world?
Well, yeah, what's your training, Sarah?
My training is in health coaching and Ayurveda too.
So in terms of art therapy, do you have any academic aside from alternative medicine type of, is there anything structured academically, college certificates, that kind of thing?
I don't, and I don't know if I would go in that direction, but there's not at this point.
Okay, well, I think, you know, Sarah, the two can be combined. I mean, if you're working creatively and combining the energies together, you can have a wonderful expression of art therapy or drug or or recovery from drug through the channel of art and expression. And it can be art, it can be music, it can be drawing, painting, dancing. You know, the art therapy, or the arts therapy, if you will, can be quite fascinating. But it all depends on your standards. Now, if the way you advertise and what your the end general energy is of you as a person, I think that you know, you feel very multi-layered to me. So I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think you have to decide between the two. I think the two can go hand in hand. It all depends on, you know, how much do you have. Are there at least 8 people that you're working with as we speak? Are there 8 people at least?
No, I don't have 8 at the moment because I took a break and wanted to change direction.
Okay, so you're not working with anybody right now, is that?
Just a couple people.
Just a couple people. So you are working with
people.
Okay. When you were doing full time, when you were doing this full time, were you working with 8 people, at least 8 people?
No, not at once. I always had another job part time.
Okay, you know what I think? You know what I think? I think the people you're working with to help is going to go up to 8. So there's this progress report, something going up. You know, we'd have to go into more depth, which we don't have time, about how you set yourself up and how you bring people in. That's a creative energy in and of itself. So you might be at a point where you feel a little bit stuck. You're trying to make a big change and you want to make a leap thereafter into, you know, the essence of who you are. You're on the right track, but I think there might be some room here to evaluate how you attract people to you and get that going. It's a deep concept. Are you in a relationship now?
I'm not right now. And what you said is what's going on. It feels very like I'm just kind of stuck with exactly how to move forward because I didn't know what direction I wanted to choose. So, yeah, I've just been kind of stuck with how exactly to move forward. And I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah, I didn't think you were. You know what, Sarah? You're going to be okay. I just think it takes a certain figuring out how to get out of this kind of knot you're in. And it's a knot, but you can undo it. And then you're going to see a more flow going. It's going to be really nice. But that, you know, that's in a more in-depth reading, or you can call back to the show and kind of piece things together with various readings.
Okay. And we have to move on, Sarah, but thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 412 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I've never called before, so do you just ask a question?
You may do that. What's your name?
Pam.
Pam. Hi, Pam. Where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
Okay. And, yeah, what's your birth date, Pam?
November 29th.
And the year?
Do I have to say?
Yeah, well, it would be helpful because we get the energy of your master number.
You know, I mean, nobody knows who you are, you know.
Yeah, this is anonymous, I mean.
I'm just teasing you. It's 1952.
Oh, okay.
19 what?
52. See, we're not, I don't know, maybe it's too early for us to perceive jokes. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We're on the West Coast, so.
Oh, okay.
So we're a few hours behind you. We haven't woken up yet, I guess. Okay, Pam, you can ask whatever question you want. What would you like to ask?
I was just wondering. I have lost in the last 2 years my fiancé and my
you
two brothers. My fiancé and my two brothers. And I'm alone, and I moved down to Hilton Head here to take care of my brother. And I just was wondering if you saw me needing someone.
Needing somebody.
For companionship and to move on with my life a little bit. I'm very lonely.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, she's, you know, the 1129 is problematic.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. There's some good news here.
That's why. Okay, never mind.
You know, Pam.
Yes.
Well, as part of the news might stabilize you and to this extent, coming into this life in this lifetime, there's problems in the theme of relationships that you couldn't help. You see, because that was the stamp on your soul from past lives, so you couldn't help it. So from throughout life, your connection to finding somebody, the printout was already said you're going to have problems. So it's not like, gee, am I doing something wrong? What's wrong with me? It was karmically already written that this would happen. Now, the good news is that, at least from our perspective, you're going to be in a relationship soon. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in one. Yep. I know you're 64, and I can see the problems going on here. I know you're taking care of your brother. You had a loss of a fiance. Two brothers died. So, but to tell you the truth, Pam, we see that, okay, that was the plot. That's the story of your movie. That's your movie life. Now, what's going to happen is that there's going to be, I'm going to give you a word. And it's a secret word.
Are we on password?
Well, it's a secret word to the extent you may not know how to apply it to anything. You're going to go, what does that mean? And the word is scarlet. So, when we get to the word scarlet, we got it.
South Carolina, SC.
Well, scarlet,
SC.
Yeah.
Scarlet.
And we have scarlet from Gone with the Wind. We have scarlet fever. We have the color. We have different attitudes about what scarlet is. But I want to ask you something. Who do you know that has a surgical scar?
SC.
Yeah. On their abdomen.
Jeez, I don't know anyone.
So, do you know anybody with a surgical scar?
Well, I have one on the side. I had a hip replacement.
That's it.
Trust me. That means something. The hip. So, yes. And that's what I'm saying. And it's not exactly in the abdomen,
but it's
there.
to the side.
Okay, so may be thinking, this is a crazy reading. What does this have to do with me finding something?
But I'm good. Well, I mean, my surgery was successful.
It's not necessarily about the surgery, though, Pam. It's about finding kind of an energy pathway to, validating what is being predicted for you here on the show. So, Neil, I'm getting that. Would you do ask
an angel,
and you got this surgical scar?
I see. It's a way of getting into your body energy. And what you're looking for is a physical relationship, for somebody to connect to you, to love you, to embrace you. So, we see a scar, a hip replacement. So what we're determining is that you're going to have a karma replacement. You're going to trade in a lot of your heartache and loss for a new energy, a new kind of energy. That's what we're perceiving, you see.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be a man, we can call him a gentleman. He's a nice guy. He's not he's somebody that has been through, I think, two divorces. I think he doesn't like being alone. He loves the company of women, but he's not a womanizer. He wants one woman to be with, to go. It's really weird. It's like, I see you on a sailboat with him. Now, that may be symbolic. Or have you ever been on a sailboat?
Yes.
Do you like sailboats?
They're okay.
Okay, you can take them or leave them. Well, the image, it's like all of a sudden I'm watching the Pam movie. And in the Pam movie, I get a clip from a coming attraction that shows you on a sailboat with this guy. He's a very relaxed person. He's the kind of a person that could look out at the ocean and really absorb the water and the air and all that. He's very sensitive to nature.
Good.
And he wants a companion. He wants a woman companion. And I think that you have a kind of a soothing energy. I think that when you are relaxed and you do connect to a human being, such as a man in a relationship, you can be very nurturing. Am I right or wrong?
You're definitely right.
Yeah. And I think that that's what this man's looking for. Now, that's what we see coming. You know, these are short readings. We can't expand too much on them. But that's what we see coming. And I think it's going to be very gratifying for you. I think you're going to have a really nice connection. It could be a man throughout the rest of your life.
Oh, good. I hope so.
We hope so too, Pam. And keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 706, and then we will talk.
Okay.
We will talk after 706. Hi.
Hey, it's Mary Ellen. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thanks. Mary Ellen?
Yes, I've spoken with you folks before.
Okay, where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia, that's what I thought. Okay, so I remember from years ago, and there was a business deal and your husband and so on and so forth. Yeah. Okay, what's your birth date?
5/19/52.
Okay.
Another
I did
52
not remember.
Or 62?
52. Yeah,
so
another 52.
So
5/19. Okay. What's going on, Mary Ellen?
We've had it's been kind of a rough week, rough 2 weeks. We had two deaths in the family in a week, they lived full lives. I mean, they were, but it's still difficult.
It's still, yeah. I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I do know.
So,
I remember losing my grandmother at 92, and people are like, well, she was old. But, you know, it still impacts you. It doesn't matter
sure
how old.
Sure it does. Sure it does, especially if you're, you know, close, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then my mother-in-law is coming down. She was coming down for a visit and for the holidays, and she sold her house. So now she's coming down indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 93, and I was just wondering I'm worried about her emotional side
state
of this. My husband says, Mary Ellen, she's, you know, she's sharp, she's in check, but when you've lived someplace for, I don't know, 50, 60 years, and, you know, she's just leaving everything. I mean,
right, it's
so,
a big change for her because she's been stationary in the same area for a while,
right.
For quite a while, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm a little, you know, concerned about, you know, if, I mean,
how she's going
to
edge up.
I mean, she has to come, right, she has to come, and I don't have a problem with her coming at all. If it was my first mother-in-law, I would say, yeah, no, I don't think
forget
so,
it.
But
well, that's
but
good. At least
good.
You know you've improved. You've traded up.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Major jump.
So,
no.
And is she in a different state or just like
she is? She's in. Yeah. She's in Illinois.
She's in Illinois. So it is going to be. I mean, not only is it a change of residence, but it's like. I mean, the South's definitely climate-wise, it's different.
Well, climate probably will be easier on her, I think, you know, because we don't have, I mean, she's outside of
winter.
St. Louis. So, you know, so she wants to stay here 6 months, and then she wants to go to Texas for 6 months with her daughter.
Oh, well, that's, and then you have, so you're,
But I'm not sure.
But
she's
asking about her emotional state and the adjustments that the adjustments from moving from one place to the other. She says she's been in Illinois 50 to 60 years, so that's a long time. And she's leaving her home, which she's had, I'm assuming. Is that right? Or
yeah,
is she in like a.
She sold it. She just accepted an offer, you know.
So she's. It's not like she hasn't let go of the home yet, so that's going to be a process too.
Right, and the closing's on the 22nd, around the 22nd of December, and of course my husband's saying you're not, you know, when she comes, she's not going back anywhere. You know what I'm saying? That it's final as far as once she leaves and she's here, she's, you know, not that she can't go to Texas, but she's not going back.
I mean,
you know,
the aspect I think of having her family around her will be helpful. And obviously you're open to her coming as her daughter-in-law. So that's positive. That's working in her favor. And is she alone in Illinois?
She is. I mean, well, her sister, is still up there, but 30 miles away. But you know, that's the she's always. They're very close knit. So and that's another thing. And Dad, when he passed, he decided not to be buried in the family lot, to be buried locally in the town where she's at, with them, with the thought that she would come and visit. I mean, knowing that he knows, I mean, he was very spiritual, but I mean, just saying that, so I just told Bruce, I said, that's a lot.
Yeah.
This is her last journey. She's moving, death is inevitable, and at 93, it's close at hand, perhaps.
Yeah.
But, on her odyssey, on her journey, this is a stop of maybe 6 months. And I think that when a person starts to really come to grips with their life,
mortality,
that they're facing, soon to be facing, I mean, maybe she'll be 98, 100, but it doesn't, she's at that place where every day she's saying goodbye to the planet, and she's making her stops, and she's gathering her energy. The future plans are very closed because life will ultimately end sooner than a far-reaching plan. So, her emotions are going to be something for you to really look at hard, because ultimately you're going to be in her place. At least, if you get to be that old, you're going to be faced with, at 93, she's, really moving. I mean, Georgia, Texas, she's on a journey, And I think that, just appreciate her journey, appreciate what her feelings are. It's not a long-term connection. Don't panic. Let her go through what she needs to go through. Give her privacy, her space. I'm not sure what is absolutely concerning you, though.
Well, I think because, I'm very death knocks in threes. And
what? Say it again.
Your what? Death knocks in threes. Death comes in threes.
Oh, yes. And you've lost two people.
And losing two very, people that have influenced my life tremendously within a week of each other. And both 188 and 196. And then, I guess that's my fear, is that something's going to happen to her because of the
essentially, that you're worried, oh God, this is going to be the third.
Yeah, it's not superstition. It always has happened that way in our family. And I guess that is, and vividly seeing like a dream where she was, both my parents have passed, and she came for a visit, and she decided there was two sides of the porch at my grandmother's place. And she decided the right was with the people that were here, the left was with the people that have passed. And she said, I think I'm going to go over here and visit with Flossie and Bucky for a while. So when I had that dream, and then she sells her house, and then I guess that's, it's like I feel like that's close. It's coming closer. Faster.
Yeah, but you see, their ages, all three, the two that you mentioned and this particular person, their ages, they have surpassed the average age. They've surpassed the death
life expectancy
of
most people.
And so, the passage goes into the next realm. If you're obsessing on, threes, everybody dies in threes, this isn't about that. This is about pure logic, that she's on her journey. We all have to go there. The other two individuals died at a good age, a good long age. They had a long life. We can't hold on to the earth forever. I don't want to lecture. I know you know that. We're trying to get a feel for, maybe you're just concerned about her, and she's alive, and you just have that concern, and you care about her. You know, maybe that's what it is. But I think that I think with you, the word would be divine acceptance. I would start to think about the phrase divine acceptance, because it shows that life can be beautiful as you pass through. You're just getting rid of the body. Your soul moves forward. If there's not a lot of karma left, the soul can transcend into a higher realm. It's a whole other journey. It's kind of exciting. We've given death can be tragic, yes, and it can take us sooner than not, and that's when it's tragic. But when a life is fully lived, the transition typically there's a beautiful transition. It's very quiet, serene, and yet more impactful than anyone you can imagine, because they enter a realm of the astral sphere. And in that realm, there's no pain, there's no death, there's no expectations about the body. It's a really wonderful place. So if you can just imagine that, Mary Ellen, and accept the idea that there's a divine, what did I say? I forgot what I said already.
A divine acceptance. I forgot to. I'm supposed to have this great memory. I can't remember what you said. 30 seconds ago.
Well, divine acceptance. I don't know if this helps. And you're old enough. I'm not much older than you, but you're old enough. We're old enough to understand, that. And it doesn't take away from the physicality of what's in front of you. But I think philosophy and belief and faith do play a hand.
Remembering that there's a continuum beyond the physical body.
Yeah.
Because we can get really wrapped up in life on earth, and then, we forget that there's so much more to life than just being here.
And it's your opportunity to be balanced around her and to give her to make this experience positive for her. That puts a different energy in your spirit, that you have helped somebody to feel positive as they start to exit the planet.
Exactly.
Point well, three. Like I said, I'm good with all of this. I was just I'm just concerned about her emotional state and and because it's such a big change, and we just moved into this house, and I can tell you it was a major change, and I can't even imagine,
Right, what she's going to go through,
uprooting,
more dramatic for her than a move from a house.
Right.
To another home.
Right, that was not even, 18 miles from where we're at, but it was just emotional. That was the most emotional and physically draining move I have ever gone through. And that's my concern.
There's going to be an impact emotionally for her, but your home is a sanctuary for her. I mean, she's going to be taken in. She has people to care for her. She was probably living alone in a house.
She was.
That's a burden too. So it's possible that it might be a relief for her. And if maybe that's your sensitivity to her being emotionally impacted by this move is going to help her transition even more. So she's very lucky to have you and your husband.
Well, we're excited about her coming, and I think it'll be good for my husband and all of that. And it's the holiday, so it's just that everything moves so fast, I think, with the moving and the closing. The visit was a problem, and then the house and the closing.
Mary Ellen?
She's not going back for that.
Oh, you cut out.
Yeah.
You cut out. Well,
We'll
put out good energy for her and for you, and let us know. It's been a long time since you contacted us. Let us know how things progress.
Will do.
With her.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a few minutes left for our topic, which we promised we would get to, and we are.
Topic.
Good. Yes. Geographical karma. So where we left off the last time, because we started to talk about it, I believe, Neil, you were saying that if someone has karma in a location, that there will be some kind of feeling if they go to the location, that there's a problem. There might be something within the person on an intuitive level that they detect in the area. And what I said to you was that if someone is born in an area where there's karma, there may not be an awareness because they're, you know, that's the norm for them. So then we started taking callers. We never got beyond that. I don't think we're going to even finish today because we only have 6 minutes left. But
well, you see, when you're dealing with geographical karma and you're also dealing with the idea of awareness, I'll look at the people. Let's take the Las Vegas tragedy where so many people died. No one was going there with the expectation of dying. And yet that massive human element that arrived to that spot to enjoy the concert, there were designated people that were taken down. Now, some people could say, well, that was because of the shooter. He pointed his gun and shot them. But some lived, some didn't.
Some didn't, right.
But the idea is that we don't always, we're not human beings that are built to know specifically what location can present
a fatality.
Or an accident, or where we may meet our significant other. We just, you know, that's hard to see. That's where I think we're psychics and people who have special abilities to perceive the energy of a location can be helpful to human beings who are asking, you know, am I going to be safe? What does this place mean for me? Why am I going there? I mean, I think that might present some sort of insight. The other element of geographical karma is that every human being has read their blueprint before they came down. We all have read.
Yeah, our memories are wiped of that blueprint once we land on the planet, but it's within our cosmic consciousness.
Yes, yes. So instead of maybe the word wipe, the elements of recollection are hidden. They're buried in the...
Because it hasn't been necessarily wiped. They're there, but right. It's just we don't have that connection that before we come down.
Right.
You know,
and
awareness.
That's some kind of special quality. Yes. So when I think a good way to practice about geographical karma is to just, even in your specific locale where you live and work and go shopping and all that, is to feel the energy and the vibrations. A lot of times people just like a soft summer day and the air is kind of cool, brushes against your face as you're walking. Some people are suddenly reminded of their childhood. And then that gets into the area of you know, what it was your childhood like. Was it like to be living when you were 7 or 8? And so your head is in a different space as you're walking through the parking lot. You're there, maybe you're 40 years old, and just because the weather is a certain way, you're thinking about when you were 8 years old and you were playing in the backyard or getting ready to go to school. So that's a geographical energy because you are in specifically in present time thinking about the past and different locale. So that presents an energy. So I think that the first stage of communication with geographical karma is to try to feel the energy of where you're at. And it doesn't have to be a dramatic thing.
Second, evaluate the experiences that you've had if you've been in a location for a long time, if you're trying to figure out if this is a good place for you to be. I mean, how has your life been? Sometimes karma can be from location, though, and sometimes it can come from, you know, other. You know, it's not a location karma that someone has, but they might have bad experiences. So differentiating between that can be difficult. Where is the karma coming from? Is it coming from, you know, the relationship with others versus the land that someone's living on
mm-hmm.
or the area? I mean, that can be challenging.
You know, I mean, I was correct. I was doing a reading once with a person, and in the reading, with my third eye, I saw them turn to they were Chinese. And I said, oh, my God, you had a past life in China. And it's very significant. You had a past life there. Are you connected to anything in this lifetime with China? He goes, well, what you said is very interesting. I don't know why, but I was compelled to take a bike, to go biking through China. And I got on the plane, went to China, and took a bike ride, did a whole bike journey there. I never knew why. I couldn't figure it out what was compelling me to do it, because there was nothing around me that would suggest I would do that. But it makes sense if you're suggesting that I had a past life there. So, yeah, I think the third eye can help open up and, you know, part the curtains that obstruct the view. And we suddenly see that there are places on the planet where we've been before. That's what's vastly interesting. When you take a trip, you may be taking a trip to Hawaii or anywhere, and you've been there before.
Speaking of a trip, one case that is, or actually two examples that have recently come into, you know, significance in terms of our topic are two couples, one in the fires in Sonoma County, one couple who lived in the Fountain Grove area and escaped to a pool and fought for their lives in a pool, and another couple who also fought for their lives in a pool, who actually were immigrants from Cuba, lived in Southern California and decided to vacation in Sonoma County. And then one, this couple, the wife ended up dying in the pool. So had she not traveled to this location, she would have lived. But this couple who resided in Sonoma County survived. Mm-hmm. But there's still a level of karma there. You know, we have another caller who we promised to get to. We've got to take this call because it's Alaska. But it's going to be short because we're at the end of our show. So, hi.
I thought you said 9 a.m.
Yeah, it's 10.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Okay. Maybe I'm mixed up because I'm in Alabama and I know 3 hours ahead. Okay.
I know. Talk
okay,
louder.
So
we can't hear you. So we're going to spend 5 minutes, Valeska. We can spend 5 minutes with you, but we're at the end of the show.
Thank you. Okay.
No problem. So she's 10:14.
79. Yeah. And you know what? Could you look up my mom's birthday? Because I feel like this has something to do with my last mission here, the final finish line thing.
Well, you know, Valeska, the notes from your reading are, we're not going to have time to get them, unfortunately, like during this reading, but you can remember your mom's birthday?
4/26/50.
4/26 what?
1950.
And is she still alive?
Unfortunately. And I say that because she's a malignant narcissist. And part of the reason why I did, you know, the reason I did the surgery was I was trying to cut my leg off, my foot off, to get her off of me.
Oh, I know that's difficult, difficult relationship. Interesting, too, because Valeska's 10/14/79, right?
I feel like she's trying to eat me alive. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's.
And she's, your mom's a nine. Nines can be troublesome. I mean,
oh my
they
God.
Can be great. I mean, well, any number has a duality, so that's, I'm generalizing. But in a negative connotation, nines can be, you know, there's a power element to them, their energy. I'm sure you felt that with your mom.
I'm just exhausted.
What's her question?
She's asking, what specifically is your question, Valeska?
Well, right now, I feel like I'm involved in three lawsuits with three narcissists. My dad is trying to get me to help him with his divorce with my mom. I just had an ex-boyfriend's wife call me because she's trying to divorce my ex, who she has two kids with, and she's like, I know you understand. And then the doctor who butchered me, he's a narcissist who's repeatedly doing this to people where he's intentionally harming them. And then, you know, almost paying their lawyers off under the table so that this doesn't go to the medical board. And I'm feeling really overwhelmed with this dark energy when I've only tried to be a light in this life. And I
I know what you're saying, Valeska, but unfortunately, I mean, we all of us, Neil, me, you know, all of us encounter karma when you're on the planet. I mean, it's a planet of karma.
But this is like extreme. This is extreme.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, we can relate, you know, I mean, I think Neil probably shared with you his problems it was in the late 90s, early 2000s on a physical level where, you know, he was in pain constantly. I was in a car accident. I was in a coma. I've migraines. I mean, we have our dramatic stories too, so we can relate. And being a good person is great, but unfortunately we have our past life history to contend with when we come on the planet. So the karma is not just about, you know, how we live the life in this incarnation. It's about what we did in past lives. And that's what we're working out in each lifetime. Go ahead.
I think the release you're looking for, Valeska, I think the release you're looking for, it's that we determined it's there. Now, what we're trying to do to make things easier for you in that transition is to also release yourself from the physicality of the planet. Whatever it is that's still compelling you to work something out, even though it may hurt, I think that there isn't anything out there in the cosmic world that's against you. It's not about that. I think ultimately what it's about is making sure that when you do transition, the karma is done, that you have freedom of spirit and movement. So there must be something. Go ahead.
I thought it was done with my mother, but she's continuously stalking me, even though she was able to, you know, make me deform myself by having surgery with this doctor. She still is trying to beat me down.
She is the one who connected you with this doctor?
No, she's the reason. I mean, you know, I actually found out the date of my first foot surgery, which was 4/24/2004, which was 2 days before her birthday. And this surgery, which was 4/17/2017, was also around her birthday. And I feel like I've been trying to run away from her my entire life to get away from her. And every time she comes around, I end up hurting myself to get away from her.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of this, well, if your mother's that relentless and she's got that kind of angry connection to you and you feel victimized by it and hunted, there would probably have to be some kind of maybe cosmic language or reading that would sever that
tie,
that terrible toxic connection you have with your mother. Something like that might have to be analyzed, because, you know, it's just like that. It's like you're still entangled. And so there might be some worthwhile probing into that energy, but you'd have to obviously do it through a cosmic lens to see exactly how to get rid of it, because somehow something isn't connecting. And so you're still being haunted and tortured by it, which you shouldn't have to be.
Real quick, Valeska, why are you in Alabama?
The only way that I'm making money right now is by renting my condo out, so I can't be in LA, and I only fly in for doctor's appointments. I can't walk.
So,
I can't work.
Yeah.
And what do you do normally? What's your job?
I mean, I used to do personal assistant stuff and things like that, but I can't stand over 5 minutes. I can't walk because of what this doctor did to me. He cut all of my tendons.
Yeah,
I know. And doctors, God, I mean, even it's tough to find a good doctor that can really manage your care. I mean, we know it's tough, and you're dealing with the egos of the doctors, and it's just, it can be very frustrating. Have you found anybody else to help you?
I mean, I have to have a gait analysis test on the 14th to see what muscles are working and which aren't. But the thing is, my entire right side has collapsed. Like, there's nothing. I can't even hold my shoulder up. It's like he took a chainsaw and just removed the right side of my body. And
you've got to sue the doctor.
I am doing that. But, you know, you guys know what state I'm in. So I'm doing that. But I feel like this is my final, these three lawsuits and helping these people is my final walk, you know, run through the finish line. Because after that, my body's, I've given everything I've got to this life. I've given all the light and the love and doing everything I could, but these people are taking me down, and I've never felt this way before, but this feels like this is my final push. So I guess what I wanted to know from you guys, like, do you see anything where this is, you know, this is like my last kind of gift of, you know, hopefully taking this doctor down, hopefully helping my dad with his divorce with this person, and I don't know, helping this girl who's married to my ex who's trying to take her down. I don't know, but I know that I felt that it was my time was here was done, and then all of a sudden it wasn't. But it doesn't feel that I'm meant to be here anymore intuitively.
Well, you know, crossing over, the best way to cross over is to be free of karma, to make sure everything's done. And probably angels and guides are saying, you know what, Eliska, if we take you now,
there's going to be
there's
karma.
There's going to be something left. That may annoy you, but I think the loving energy behind it is, it's going to happen, but let's make sure that when it happens, you're free. You're finally free. Let's get these things cleared up. It's such a narrow passage of time that you have left, and you're going to get these things done, and then you go into the wider dimensions of the cosmic elements.
Oh, so please.
We'll do our best. Chris and I would do our best to, you know, we work with people who call. We do that in time outside of the radio show, you know, and when people can't call us for a specific reading, something more specific and detailed, then, you know, we'll do our best, and we will for you.
We will, Valeska. And sorry we can't give you more time, but we had a 10 o'clock appointment, so we have to get to that because that call came in. But we absolutely will, and you can, you know, you have my email, so you can communicate with us that way, too. But we're here for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, callers and our listeners. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.